Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Doug Fricke, the Director of Trade Show Marketing with the National Pork Producers Council. Thanks for joining us, Doug.
Thanks, Bruce.
World Pork Expo has wrapped up for another year. How did this year's show actually go?
Went very well. We had a great week of weather, which is always positive for this event since so much of it is outdoors. So we had a little bit of rain come through on Thursday evening, but other than that, the weather was beautiful.
What did we see in terms of numbers of exhibitors and displays this year? How would that compare to last year? And how would that have compared to pre-COVID numbers?
Numbers were great, actually, this year. We had over 400 different companies represented at the show and occupying 700-plus booth spaces throughout the fairgrounds, inside and outside, including hospitality tents. So that's actually up from a year ago a bit, and equal to or slightly larger than in previous years. So we're kind of past that hump on COVID, and we're over the hill on that, I think. So we're looking forward to next year and growing again.
What did we see in terms of breakdown in terms of domestic exhibitors, international exhibitors, and what are the factors there?
Well, we probably had the largest increase in our international exhibitors this year just simply because they could travel. So we're back to probably 35% international or out of the U.S., and the rest of the companies are primarily U.S.-based companies.
What did we see in terms of numbers of visitors, and what would the breakdown international, domestic be there, and how would that compare to last year and pre-COVID as well?
Well, last year we just didn't have visitors from international areas. It was just too hard to travel. This year we're significantly up. I believe we were over 250, and when it was all said and done, we were probably closer to 400. And that's definitely up. We had visitors from 34 different countries.
What is the draw of World Pork Expo for international exhibitors and international visitors?
Well, it's all about everything under one roof, if you will. When you come to Expo, you expect to see everything that you need for your operation from start to finish. So that's really what people expect, and that's what they can find when they come here. So that's kind of drawn the attendance from all over the world, and also the exhibitors, because they know that this is the event to be at. And it's a real great opportunity for everybody to network with each other, network with other customers, other vendors, also attendees from around the world. So the networking opportunity is really what draws folks in.
What are the plans for next year?
Well, we plan to get things wrapped up this year and start hitting the ground running for next year, hoping to expand our hospitality tents again. Also some of our outdoor exhibitors. I know there's a number of them that are trying to make plans for next year already. So, you know, the plans are to keep expanding where we can and put a great show on again in the future.
And is there anything you would like to add?
We just look forward to seeing everybody back again in 2023.
Thanks very much.
Thank you, Bruce.
Our guest has been Doug Fricke, the Director of Trade Show Marketing with the National Pork Producers Council. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.